you know, I've got ice in my beard and a chill in my spine. It's time to go ice fishing, and it's time for pond hockey and all of those great things. And if I fall on my left elbow one more time, I am just going to say terrible, terrible things right out loud. I am sick of falling on my elbow. At any rate, my good friend Ron Rademacher here, he's fallen on his elbow and a few other things along the way. As he stumbled around in the woods, the backwoods of Michigan and the back roads, MichiganBackroads.com, the place to find Ron. Ron Rademacher, welcome back to the program.
So good to be here, Steve. Yeah, with it falling down, we were just out at the cross-country ski trails at Crystal Valley, and wow, what a great time it is out there right now with all that snow. So,
it's snowing great, everywhere.
I'm a little confused by something you said earlier, though, if I may ask a question.
Oh, boy.
You were talking about drinking red wine.
Yeah.
And I'm not concerned about being confronted by 10 or 15 glasses of wine. But I'm curious about what time of day are you supposed to start?
Well, you know, if you time it, listen, Ron, as you well know, you can't drink all day if you don't start early.
That's
the rule.
Right.
14 glasses of wine, red wine, a week, not per day, but 14 glasses of red wine a week. I mean, that's two glasses a day, you know. So if you that's a bottle of wine more than three days a week or more, you know.
You have to get busy. Yeah, so, okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I got the starting. Yeah, I hate to miss the start of a race.
A few bottles a day keep the COVID away. That's what it says. I just report it. It's what it says, dude. I'm just reporting it. I'm not making it up.
That's cool. That's why we listen to you, to get the facts.
Exactly. So what else is going on, my friend? Where are we going? I mean, the ice is thick. The weather's cold. It was zero here today, and it's about to get real cold. And I'm going to call out again because I talked about this earlier, but on the 18th of January, there was a report published that the Great Lakes were only going to freeze at 12% this year. It'll be the lowest ice ever, blah, blah, blah. 3 days later, or as they say on SpongeBob, 3 days later, the lakes were at 24%, right? And there it is. So, anyhow.
And they will gain a couple of percentage points today, I imagine.
I guarantee it's right through the next week. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So what's on your mind?
Yeah. So we got a lot going on. I did want to start out with I'll be reporting on the ice caves in a week. I just want to make sure. But we're
so
going to have plenty of good ice caves. But the Hunting Time Expo is coming up in Grand Rapids. And this is the largest hunting exhibit expo we have in this state. And I wanted to make sure you knew about it because it's important that Ivy have the latest equipment so you guys have meat on the table.
You had to do that to me, didn't you? Why you got to do that? Why you got to do that to a fella? I thought we were friends, Ron.
One way to treat a brother. We wanted to stick that in there, you know.
So, all right, when's the Hunting Time Expo coming?
This coming weekend, 28th, 29th. It's a 3-day event, so there's plenty of time to get over there.
All right, there you go.
That's at the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids. So the latest and the greatest products and safety instruction. Great place to take the kids. Get some safe firearms and archery safety instruction and just hunting in general.
All right. I like it.
So that's
a good
one. There's another one that I think is just hilarious. I'm going to jump around a little bit. Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park is having a 1-mile on and off trail snowshoe hike for beginners coming up this week.
So, off the trail, that's the guy that had the 14 glass of wine in one day.
Well, if you've ever gone snowshoeing, a 1-mile off trail for beginners, I mean, they're going to be on their knees after 100 yards. And this snowshoeing is a tough sport, man.
Yeah, they're going to find when they wake up the next day, provided they do wake up the next day, they're going to find muscles they didn't know existed. You know, that's a fact.
And they will be reaching for the wine bottle early the day after.
Got that. 100% true.
So that's going to be a good one. Another good one, big event, the I-500 snowmobile race. I went to it 1 year. It is astonishing up there in Sault Ste. Marie. They get up to over 100 miles an hour on this oval track, which is ice.
That just scares the daylights out of me. Yeah, that just sounds scary.
It scares me, too. It scared me. I've been afraid to go back. Yeah. But that is a big event, and some of the best racers from all across the United States and Canada show up, and they put on a show, so that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, Ollie's going to be racing this weekend. Oh, yeah, he'll be in the big I-500. Oh, yeah, eh? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yamini.
Oh,
well,
down
speaking
the snow
of that,
machine.
You're going to talk like that. You got Heike Lunta coming up this weekend too, up in Nagani.
What'd you call me?
Heike Lunta. That roughly translates as Hank Snow, believe it or not. And
okay, sure.
They have a big. They go skiing. They go luge racing. They got hiking, and this year they got an ice fishing tournament. Plenty of ice.
Plenty. Lots of ice. You know, the icebreakers are going to be out there working right now. They're going to have to be, right?
I think so. I think so.
100%.
So for those who do not imbibe wine, there are two good beer festivals coming up this weekend.
All right, let's hear about
some
that.
Some of these were canceled. Yeah, some of them were canceled last year, so this is the first time. Last year, 2 years ago in Ludington at their brew fest, they had more than 20 breweries show up. So there are they do charge for these events, but I believe the one in St. Joe, I believe you pay $25 or $30 and you get like 10 different samples of beer. So good times there, too. And, of course, the places stay open so you can get inside and warm up before you go back out and hit the tap again.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. All right. And so one last thing here, because it's a Michigan thing. Tell me about the tournament in Grand Haven real quick.
Yeah, they do it every year at the Elks Club. This is the annual Euchre tournament. And these guys are serious Euchre players. You got to pay to get into this thing. So two-man teams go show up. Registration's in the morning on Saturday, and they start promptly at noon. And there will be plenty of tables, plenty of room for you guys to get out there and show them what you got with Euchre.
There you go. If you'd like to find out more about what's going on and get your Euchre tournament, your beer festival, your 100-mile-an-hour snow machine ride. Oh, yeah, check them out, Ali. You go see MichiganBackroads.com, 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 and you might just see this fella tall, a little gaunt, and sophisticated and svelte. It's Ron Rademacher, everybody, MichiganBackroads.com. Svelte. All right. Ronnie, go get him. Go get him, Tiger.
Steve, thank you, buddy. See you later.
All right, brother. There you have it. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.